Good afternoon. Today is Wednesday, March 3rd, 2021. And welcome to the Opposedly Podcast. Nice of you guys to join me today. I'm running a little late to work, you know, and have a lot of anxiety just because usually happens a lot when I miss work, because I know or at least I think I let people down, and you know, people call me and I purposely ignore them, you know, because I need to take a day off. Like, I don't think these people understand. Like, I tell them, you know, I try to empathize, I try to, you know, communicate, and you know, just let them know what I'm going through, you know, just set that expectation, you know. But at the time, you know, they acknowledge it, they you know, they entertain the notion that maybe they have set their expectations a little too high for me, you know, what they expect from me. Or maybe I set the bar too high for myself, you know, like, but that's just my work ethic, right? If I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it right, you know, and my pet peeve is people cutting corners, you know. And it's one thing if you're ignorant and just cutting corners just because you're a dumb piece of shit and you don't know what you're doing. But it's another thing if you know what you're doing and you're deliberately cutting corners because you're a lazy ass and you like to half-ass things. And, you know, yeah, I'm not going to say much, but, you know, I find myself, you know, some of the, I'm not going to say any names, but some of the new people I'm working with, you know, have a lot of characteristics of, what's the word, perpetual liars, or you know, I was listening, you know, I started the video, pathological liars, there we go, where they just lie for no reason, you know, and, oh, man, it's like, you know, you can't bullshit a bullshitter, you know, like, I know what this guy's up to, you know. I don't understand what the logic is behind hiring middle-aged men in their 40s, you know, who get construed, get hired on to these roles that that require a high degree of technical knowledge, right? You need to know a lot of your technical basics, you know, your fundamentals as far as technical troubleshooting, you know, just computer savviness, I guess, is a easy way of putting it. And along with that, if you're in a really entry-level IT position, if you're like a desktop engineer or desktop technician, you know, anything that requires a lot of customer facing, a lot of one-on-one individual efforts with people, you're going to have some sort of people skills, some sort of, how do you say, like, you got to be a little bit charismatic, you know, you have to have customer service skills. And when you're putting, you know, people on the front line who don't know what they're doing, or, you know, make up lies, you know, to get away from doing shit, It's just, you're not going to get anywhere as a team. Like, let me put it as an analogy, right? Because I like basketball. I like analogies. I like basketball analogies. If you have a basketball team, you know, and your basketball team is, let's say, who's some basketball teams? Let me think. Let's say you're LeBron James, right? Well, I guess you can't say LeBron James. Kobe Bryant. I think Kobe Bryant's a better example, maybe. LeBron's a good example as well, though. Because he's at the top of his tier racket as far as, you know, his peers, right? If you look at his job, it's a basketball player. And then you look at all the players that play the game that have that same job. You know, you have S tier, A tier, B tier, C tier, etc., etc. Kobe Bryant, LeBron James, obviously they're going to be S tier, right? And I kind of see myself that way as well, in regards to my specific degree in information technology, right? I did a lot of work. I have a lot of experience, and did a lot of personal time to learn those skills and whatnot. So, probably giving myself too much credit. Maybe I'm an A tier. Maybe even a B tier, you know, and I'm not, you know, I don't know shit, you know, but I try. But, you know, if you put my customer service skills, you know, which is something I've been doing for a better part of my life, adult life, that would probably be S tier, you know, just because I've studied it from a business level, from a retail level, from a personal level, you know, as a customer, you know, and, you know, I've done a lot of personal research. You know, I used to do a lot of articles, online articles. You know, they probably disappeared. There's probably a lot of them on LinkedIn still. But, you know, that's always something that I've been, maybe passionate about, or maybe even proud about, you know, my worth in regards to customer service, you know, and what I bring to companies by having these, work ethics that, you know, that ultimately bring whatever company I'm working with more money. You know, and I think I'm very undervalued. But at the same time, I'm very tech savvy and very computer literate. And, you know, I have that good mix of skills that makes me such a valuable asset when it comes to my particular job, which, you know, maybe a little bit under system admin, you know, maybe desktop support, in between desktop support, desktop technician, and maybe even a system admin to some extent. But this job is so demanding, so behind in the times, that you were, from a technical, literal perspective, all I am is help desk, right? And that's what a lot of people see me as. And because of that, we don't have that structure that makes the ITIL fundamental shine. You know, we don't have that structure that makes everything process seamlessly, makes everybody have even distributed work, you know, so you don't have more people doing more than others and whatnot. You know, we basically are stuck in the way businesses were doing things maybe 15 years ago or 10 years ago. And, you know, just because of the culture, the management that has lingered around the company, you know, that is unwilling or incapable of changing, we've still had to, you know, we're dealing with those consequences right now. And there's it's not feasible to try to break the system and maintain the system at the same time. Like, because of the system that's been developed at my work, we barely have enough time to maintain it, right? To push the work through that's coming in. So with that said, anything else is just extra work. It's overtime. It's stuff, you know, that takes a lot of attention to detail, a lot of that's very time consuming, and that we simply don't have time for already. So could you imagine trying to redevelop the company culture, redevelop the company policies, everything, like from the ground up? So we started doing things slowly but surely, but man, it's been such a draining process. It's just 4 years, man. I have never had a job this long. I've always gotten promoted within the 1 to 2 year mark, or I've gotten a better job, you know. And this job paid me so well at the start that, you know, I've just kind of maintained it, you know. And if another job came along and offered me a position, you know, maybe I would be more susceptible to take it. But being that there's a lot of a lot going on, like, you know, I can barely keep up with my personal stuff because of how demanding this job is, let alone risk wasting time on opportunity that's not set in stone. I'm not gonna go waste time applying for, you know, random positions online where I don't know people, I don't have any recommendations, you know, no one's recommending me anything. So I'm not gonna go, you know, blindsided into a position that could be worse. Like, at least in this company, things might be shitty. I might be working with a team that doesn't like me, doesn't care about me. But at the end of the day, I know, you know, things could be worse. And I know my enemy, you know. Like, it's one thing if you don't know your enemy, you're dealing with all this shit. But I know what the problem is, you know. I know how to fix it. I know how to tackle it. You know, but it's really out of my control. So, you know, as long as I can just hang on for the next couple of months, it shouldn't be an issue. But I'm just so drained. I'm just considering even a lateral move at this point, just to keep my sanity. Yeah. But yeah, today I really just felt like calling out. Again, they're having issues, expecting me to be in the office, and I really wanted to work from home. You know, I would have stayed home if the choice was mine. But, you know, about 60% of my tickets right now require me to go into the office. You know, so I could stay home and do the other 50%, but just the fact that people were bothering me and expected me to be in the office, it just kind of pushes me to want to, it just doesn't push me to want to be there, but pretty much puts in my mind that I have to be there. And then I have, you know, meetings that came up with my boss and just all this bullshit I don't want to deal with. Like, I just want to go, like, the stupid job that was I was hired on for. If you read through the stupid little generic description of what that job is, I just wish I could go back to doing that, because you have people at a higher, with higher titles than me, you know, just because of their tenure, that don't know what the fuck they're talking about, don't take shortcuts, you know, they, it's just really frustrating. I can see you being, making exceptions for people, but they gotta meet you halfway. Like, they're not gonna have their cake and eat it too, you know, just because they're doing a subpar job doesn't mean if just because they're not doing such a bad job that they're going to be fired. You know, let's be honest, like, what I've realized is that sorry, there's a stop here. But yeah, I don't know. I just realized that people need to be more assertive. You know, if they don't want their team to fail, if they don't want their company to fail, people are being lazy. You know, this would never stand, like, you know, there's a subculture of maybe underappreciated, undervalued, indentured servants to this country. Let's say immigrants or refugees from other countries, et cetera, you know, who end up in situations where, you know, they're under their own cultural guidelines, right? They're not working white politics. They're not, you know, they're just happy to be in America. You know, and you have these people in their own communities. You know, you have Vietnamese, Chinese, Mexicans, Salvadorians, you know. You got those people who have been here and know how to work the system, who uses that knowledge to screw over the newcomers who aren't privy to the laws, who don't know English, who don't know what their rights are. And for years, it just goes on for years, they capitalize on these human beings, because that's what it is. It's all a game of capital, you know. And these type of things don't fly in those environments. You know, if you have five immigrant workers and one of them isn't pulling their own weight, you know, they'll fire them. You know, there's no loyalty even within your own community a lot of the times, especially for laziness and things like that. And I've seen it in grocery stores, construction, you know, you name it, call centers, whatever industry is taking advantage of this cheap labor force is going to be privy to these kinds of illegal practices, for lack of a better word right now. But, you know, I've been fortunate to kind of get away from that, but now I'm in a position where I have these cultural expectations, these work habits, these work ethics that I've developed, and the kind of people that I'm who are my peers, who are my colleagues, supposedly, you know, they don't reciprocate things, they don't care, they tell me straight up to my face that, you know, things aren't going to change, that they don't really care, that they're just there to do their job, that they just exist, you know, talk shit. There's the most toxic people I've ever had the disprivilege of working with in my entire despicable life. And I'm, you know, every time I just dread going to work and seeing their fucking faces and watching them walk around nonchalantly, you know, not just with not a care in the world, you know, because they gotta juggle, they set it so they have such a chill time, you know, they get so much overtime, you know, but they're not doing shit half the time. Like, I don't get it. Like, they think they're so valuable, you know, because they come in from 7 to fucking 5 or whatever, or, you know, 5 a.m. to 2:30 or whatever, you know, and you know, you're not, they're not really, you know, like today, first message I got, it was someone who was a direct customer of one of the lovely lazy folk, I guess. And why is she reaching out to me? Like, she knows she's basically going over his head because he knows she's not going to get as quick or, as good a service as if she reaches out to him instead of reaching out to me directly, right? So yeah, I didn't even, you know, like, I probably have 20 messages, not even kidding, right now on Skype for Business / Microsoft Teams, you know, waiting for me to respond to them, because I took the day off yesterday, and of course today's a new day, so. And, you know, whatever, at any given day, someone's going to have some sort of issue. And a lot of times they just reach out directly to me, you know. And these guys, I don't know, they probably do know that, you know, but they don't care. You know, it's not, I'm not going to tell, you know, how much more horrible my job would be if I were to tell 10 to 20 people every day, hey, fuck off, this is not my job, you know. Like, I do it every once in a while, even then I feel like a piece of shit, you know. And these guys are sadistic to a point, because they do that very exact same thing that I get disturbed to do, but they take glee in it. They take so much pride in telling someone to fuck off. You know, they, and the reason I know this is because whenever they get, so they're the type of baby boomers who won't ever, like, work with someone through chat or something, right? They always have to call someone and have that one-on-one phone experience with them, right? Such a time waster, in my opinion, but whatever. Like my manager says, everyone does things their own way. So yeah, where was I going with that? I just got to work, by the way. I probably had to end this here. But yeah, after they're done, you know, half-assing, you know, doing whatever they're doing, telling people to fuck off, they just talk about how... Oh my god, my phone fell. And it was all in the ground. My mic's like 6 feet long. They just, you know, go over what they did. Like, they take so much pleasure in knowing that they told someone to fuck off, that it wasn't their job. You know, you tell them to submit bug reports instead of troubleshooting the issue. They send them out new equipment instead of trying to fix their regular equipment, knowing that they won't have to deal with them in the future, you know, because if we're on call duty, for example, you're going to be put in situations where you're working with people who typically aren't part of your region. So with that being said, you know, if you know you're working with someone who isn't part of your region, you know, you know that you can tell them to fuck off, and eventually someone else is going to fix it, because they're going to put in a ticket, and whoever's in charge of that region is going to take care of it. But anyways, I have to go. See you guys.